SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Several people killed in 4th of July shootings around the country.
Two women in a home in Chicago, a police officer serving a warrant in Cleveland, and an armed person making threats in Yellowstone National Park are among people who have been killed in shootings this year on the 4th of July. The holiday is historically one of the nation's deadliest days of the year. Violence and mass shootings often increase in the summer months, with more people gathering for social events, teens out of school, and hotter temperatures. Three boys ages 8, 7, and 5 were also wounded in the shooting in Chicago, which police say resulted from a potential personal dispute. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Texas say four shark attacks disrupting 4th of July celebrations at South Padre Island. One man has been hospitalized with a severe bite. Officials say in the span of 2 hours, four separate attacks, and it's believed it involved just one shark. Also at SRNnews.com, UK's opposition Labour Party on course to win a huge parliamentary majority in the country's general election today, unseating the incumbent Conservatives. Anon Mainon, the professor of European politics and foreign affairs at King's College in London, says the country needs more stability.
We've got used to politics as pantomime, a very unstable Conservative Party with lots of infighting, with lots of ministerial churn, with no stability. I think we're going to have to get used again to relatively stable government, with ministers staying in power for quite a long time, and with government able to think beyond the very short term as to medium-term objectives. Now, it's an open question as to whether that makes a huge difference in terms of policy outcomes, but the style of governing, I think, is going to be very different to that which we've got used to over the last decade or so.
This is SRN News. Supreme Court set to hear a case on pornography.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona abortion advocates say they have 800,000 petition signatures in support of placing an abortion amendment on the state constitution on the November ballot. Roughly half that many valid names from registered voters would be needed for the measure to actually qualify. If approved, the amendment would enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. This is SRN News.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week, pushing up borrowing costs on a home loan for the first time since late May. The rate rose to 6.95% from 6.86% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.81%. On Wednesday, stocks kept rising in a holiday-shortened session. That's after weak reports on the economy kept the door open for possible cuts to interest rates. U.S. markets are, of course, closed today for the Independence Day holiday. On Wednesday, the S&P 500 rose 0.5% and set an all-time high for the 33rd time this year. The Dow slipped 0.1% and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.9%. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.